El día de hoy aprenderemos inglés de una forma fácil, sencilla y práctica, porque tendremos una conversación real entre dos personas. Vamos a ejercitar tu listening para que entiendas mejor el inglés. La dinámica será muy simple, porque primero vamos a ver la escena sin subtítulos, es decir, sin ningún tipo de ayuda, al igual que en el cine o en la calle. No te preocupes si de momento no lo entiendes. El objetivo es que vayas identificando ciertas palabras a través de lo que has aprendido anteriormente. Después la volveremos a ver, pero con subtítulos en inglés, para que ahora practiques tus habilidades de comprensión. Y finalmente la volveremos a ver con subtítulos en español, para que ahora sí entiendas por completo la conversación. Antes de comenzar, si te gustarían más clases con este tipo de dinámicas, dímelo en los comentarios y con mucho gusto lo haré. Tu opinión es muy importante. Sin nada más que decir, ahora sí, empecemos a aprender inglés. Empezaremos con la escena sin subtítulos. No te preocupes si no la entiendes por completo. Lo importante es que vayas identificando el contexto de la conversación y ciertas palabras que hayas aprendido anteriormente. Así que vamos a ello.
Excuse me.
Hi.
I'm trying to relax. Would you mind?
Oh, sorry, mister.
Hey, kid. Just come over here and sit down, would you?
Okay. What's your name, mister?
My name is Adam. You look like my grandpa, except he's not as old.
That's very rude.
I'm Adam. Who are you?
Joseph. Where's your mother?
She's with her boyfriend. I'm supposed to wait over here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 8 3/4, mister. How old are you? Mister, you're boring.
Hey, listen, kid. I'd like some peace and quiet. Please?
You're grumpy, mister. Is that why that woman left you on the bench? Was she your girlfriend?
No. No, she wasn't. Listen,
I have a girlfriend, mister. And I'm only in the second grade. Where's your girlfriend?
My wife, Elizabeth, is gone.
Well, where has she gone to?
She's gone. Gone. Dead.
Oh. That's sad. Well, my girlfriend Katie, she's still really young. Was she a good girlfriend? Katie's the best I've had.
Yes. Elizabeth was one of a kind.
Why? Have you ever had any other girlfriends? Yesterday, I brought Katie a flower, and she gave me a kiss on the cheek. Have you ever brought a girl a flower?
Kid, you've got a lot to learn about relationships. Have you ever looked into someone's eyes and had a whole conversation in an instant? Laughed with someone, kept laughing until you even forgot why you were laughing. Have you ever cried when...
I cried last night when I said goodbye to Katie. But that was because I had scraped my knee badly. Mister?
Yes?
Are you going to get a new girlfriend for all those things?
Nah. I'm happy just by myself.
I think you're grumpy. I have lots of girlfriends, mister. Over 6.
Lizzie was my one and only.
Ugh, you talk about your girlfriend a lot.
My wife.
I love getting girlfriends, mister. You should try it.
There's not enough time left for me for those kind of shenanigans. Plus, I thought I was a boring, grumpy old guy.
Nah, you're nice. Well, once you stop breathing.
See that pretty girl over there?
I'm about to get a new girlfriend in 10 seconds. There's always time. Gotta go, mister. Bye.
Bye.
Ahora volveremos a ver la escena, pero esta vez con subtítulos en inglés. Esta vez pondremos a prueba tu comprensión auditiva y tu comprensión lectora.
Excuse me.
Hi.
I'm trying to relax. Would you mind? Hey, kid, just come over here and sit down, would you?
Okay.
What's your name, mister? My name is Adam. You look like my grandpa, except he's not as old.
That's very rude.
I'm Adam. Who are you?
Joseph. Where's your mother?
She's with her boyfriend. I'm supposed to wait over here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 8 3/4, mister. How old are you? Mister, you're boring.
Hey, listen, kid. I'd like some peace and quiet. Please?
You're grumpy, mister. Is that why that woman left you on the bench? Was she your girlfriend?
No, she wasn't. Listen,
I have a girlfriend, mister, and I'm only in the second grade.
Mm.
Where's your girlfriend?
My wife, Elizabeth, is gone.
Well, where has she gone to?
She's gone. Gone. Dead.
Oh, that's sad. Well, my girlfriend Katie, she's still really young. Was she a good girlfriend? Katie's the best I've had.
Yes. Elizabeth was one of a kind.
Why? Have you ever had any other girlfriends? Yesterday, I brought Katie a flower, and she gave me a kiss on the cheek. Have you ever brought a girl a flower?
Kid, you've got a lot to learn about relationships. Have you ever looked into someone's eyes and had a whole conversation in an instant? Laughed with someone, kept laughing until you even forgot why you were laughing? Have you ever cried when...
I cried last night when I said goodbye to Katie. But that was because I had scraped my knee badly. Mister?
Yes?
Are you going to get a new girlfriend for all those things?
Nah. I'm happy just by myself.
I think you're grumpy. I have lots of girlfriends, mister. Over 6.
Lizzie was my one and only.
Ugh, you talk about your girlfriend a lot.
My wife.
I love getting girlfriends, mister. You should try it.
There's not enough time left for me for those kind of shenanigans. Plus, I thought I was a boring, grumpy old guy.
Nah. You're nice. Well, once you stop breathing.
See that pretty girl over there?
I'm about to get a new girlfriend in 10 seconds. There's always time. Gotta go, mister. Bye.
Bye.
finalmente volveremos a ver la escena, pero con subtítulos en español. Si tuviste duda en alguna palabra o en alguna frase, es momento que la identifiques. Así que vamos a ello.
Excuse me.
Hi.
I'm trying to relax. Would you mind?
Oh, sorry, mister.
Hey, kid. Kid. Just come over here and sit down, would you?
Okay. What's your name, mister?
My name is Adam. You look like my grandpa, except he's not as old.
That's very rude.
I'm Adam. Who are you?
Joseph. Where's your mother?
She's with her boyfriend. I'm supposed to wait over here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 8 3/4, mister. How old are you? Mister, you're boring.
Hey, listen, kid. I'd like some peace and quiet. Please?
You're grumpy, mister. Is that why that woman left you on the bench? Was she your girlfriend?
No. No, she wasn't. Listen,
I have a girlfriend, mister. And I'm only in the second grade. Where's your girlfriend?
My wife, Elizabeth, is gone.
Well, where has she gone to?
She's gone. Gone. Dead.
Oh. That's sad. Well, my girlfriend Katie, she's still really young. Was she a good girlfriend? Katie's the best I've had.
Yes. Elizabeth was one of a kind.
Why? Have you ever had any other girlfriends? Yesterday, I brought Katie a flower, and she gave me a kiss on the cheek. Have you ever brought a girl a flower?
Kid, you've got a lot to learn about relationships. Have you ever looked into someone's eyes and had a whole conversation in an instant? Laughed with someone, kept laughing until you even forgot why you were laughing. Have you ever cried when...
I cried last night when I said goodbye to Katie. But that was because I had scraped my knee badly. Mister?
Yes?
Are you going to get a new girlfriend for all those things?
Nah. I'm happy just by myself.
I think you're grumpy. I have lots of girlfriends, mister. Over 6.
Lizzie was my one and only.
Ugh, you talk about your girlfriend a lot.
My wife.
I love getting girlfriends, mister. You should try it.
There's not enough time left for me for those kind of shenanigans. Plus, I thought I was a boring, grumpy old guy.
Nah, you're nice. Well, once you stop breathing.
See that pretty girl over there?
I'm about to get a new girlfriend in 10 seconds. There's always time. Gotta go, mister. Bye.
Bye.
Eso ha sido todo por la clase del día de hoy. Como puedes ver, entender el inglés realmente no es difícil. Si te gustó la dinámica de este video, me apoyarías mucho haciéndomelo saber en la cajita de comentarios y dejando tu like. Tu apoyo es muy importante. Sin nada más que decir, muchas gracias por ver y que tengas un excelente día.